I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Of course, the 2024 election is in full swing. And yes, age is an issue. I'm a grown man running against a six-year-old. Well, I feel great. I really feel great. I'm campaigning all over the country. Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina. I've always done well in the original 13 colonies. And speaking of history, did you hear what Donald just said about the major Civil War battle? Quote, Gettysburg, wow. Trump's speech was so embarrassing, the statue of Robert E. Lee surrendered again.
Yeah, well, that was Joe Biden looking for another laugh, but Trump was getting General Robert E. Lee to surrender again. That was at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I know that you did not get to go. I know I did not get an invitation, and I could care less. It's a highlight generally for the correspondents in D.C. and elsewhere to get a chance to go there and hobnob with each other and share ideas, often the same speak, so there's nothing really new. But you get to dress up, and you look really sharp and really becoming. And all the ladies are dressed in their best. And you sit around and you crack jokes, usually at the opposition. And that is regardless of which president is in office. It's not just Joe Biden doing it. But those were some pretty strained jokes as far as I was listening. But still, he is the president. So far. I always love adding the word so far. We need to make a change on that. And that's why I'm glad to have you on board for our second hour or two of Larry Connors USA, back-to-back right here for you, Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. And when we're on the air, we are streaming video for you. You can watch by simply going to News Talk STL Rumble, News Talk STL Facebook, or Twitter. Or you can do it at Larry Connors USA, Rumble, Facebook, Twitter. If you miss anything, you simply pull it up later at your pleasure and listen or watch at LarryConnorsUSA.com or Larry Connors USA Facebook. We make it available. It's constantly there. You can go back weeks, months even, to pull a program up. But do me one favor when you do pull it up and you listen at a later time, push the share button, send it on to someone else. And by the way, you can subscribe for free. We do not sell your information. You push the subscribe button, every program gets dumped into your mailbox. You can listen to it or not, but I think most of you will want to hear what's being said. Joe Biden is obviously in the belief that he is in great command of this election going forward. Every poll says otherwise. We'll get to that in a few moments. But once again, let's go back to Joe Biden as he continues his efforts to knock down Donald Trump.
Age is the only thing we have in common. My vice president actually endorses me. I had a great stretch since the State of the Union. Well, Donald has had a few tough days lately. You might call it stormy weather. What the hell? Trump's so desperate he started reading those Bibles he's selling. Then he got to the first commandment. You shall have no other gods before me. That's when he put it down and said, this book's not for me.
Another cheap laugh. If you thought it's funny, good. It's all in what tickles your fancy. I hear very stiff delivery and not really bought into it, and almost again reading the prompter lines and trying to make sure he doesn't lose his place. But he got the joke, he got it across, and he got some laughter. That's fine. But I want to see who's laughing last at the end of the election in November. That's going to be the critical part, and that's where we'll find out who the joke really is on. And Biden is up there talking about the stormy weather type thing, pointing specifically to the case where Trump is on trial in Manhattan for the so-called hush money paid to Stormy Daniel. We had in the previous hour, if you missed it, I encourage you to go back and pull it up, Alan Dershowitz saying, where's the crime? Where is the crime? All they have presented so far is that they brought in the former owner, publisher, editor-in-chief, whatever title he wanted he had, with the National Enquirer, David Pecker, and he admitted, yeah, I was catching and killing stories. That means every story that would be bad for Trump, he would catch and kill it. Spike it is another term. It does not get into the National Enquirer. But he did it for numerous others, and often for money. Hollywood elites, they didn't want a particular story out. Just pay him off. Keep it out. And it was mentioned the other day that one of them was Sylvester Stallone. I take it back. It was, I'm drawing a blank now. It wasn't Sylvester Stallone, but it was, again, someone who could not be president anyway. Schwarzenegger couldn't be president because he was not born in the USA. But again, anybody that would be willing to pay to keep a story out, they would, quote, catch and kill. Doesn't mean the story ends right there, but it does not get into that publication. And then we had this interview, it's kind of bizarre the other day, that Biden shows up at the Howard Stern show, and we're told that Howard Stern didn't even know he was coming. I don't believe that for one second. But then he just kind of walks in and sits down and says, I want to sit down and talk to you, Howard Stern. And the conversation, boring as hell, except for one small clip. Here's as it's reported by Fox News.
Biden versus Trump in the 2024 election showdown. But everyone is wondering, will there be debates this time?
I don't know if you're going to debate your opponent.
I am somewhere. I don't know when. I'm happy to debate him.
He can do it anytime he wants, including tonight. I'm ready. Here we are. I invited him to the courthouse that he has us tied up in. We're willing to do it Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, or Friday night on national television. We're ready. Just tell me where. We'll do it at the White House. That would be very comfortable, actually.
Trump said, I'm ready. Just throw the glove down. I'll be there. Ready to duel. No word back from the White House after Trump's response. And in fact, there was probably a lot of fright and fear and even the earth moving under the White House when word got out that that's what he had said on the Howard Stern program. I'm willing to debate Trump. And they're thinking, oh, no, 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 no. No, we can't have you do that. Someone again, and I'd mentioned this previously, had said, well, will there be a vice presidential debate, you think? And my view is that I don't think so. If there's not going to be a presidential debate, I cannot see Trump giving the go-ahead to his vice presidential candidate, which, by the way, one of them might be in jeopardy that had been highly touted previously. That'd be Kristi Noem. The South Dakota governor has a book coming out. I mentioned it throughout commentaries today. In the book, she talks about that she had to shoot a dog and put it down. Now, a lot of folks that live in the country have to do that for various reasons. The reason they're cited in the book did not exactly jive with my thought as to why the dog had to be put down. I think a lot of other people were having some second thoughts about it. She was taking the dog, a 14-month-old retriever, out on a pheasant hunt, thinking it would learn from the older dogs. The dog named Cricket did not learn, was running around scaring the birds, ruining the hunt, and then got loose from her truck on the way home, got into a chicken coop and killed several chickens, and then when she tried to grab it, it turned on her. And she said, that's when I knew I had to put it down. And then later led it down into a gravel pit and shot it. The point of the book being is that I have to make tough decisions sometimes, and I'm qualified and capable of doing it, even if it is tough. Well, it's backfiring, I think, for the most part. The idea she brought it up is not going to go very well. You remember the flack Mitt Romney got because he talked about putting his dog on the roof on a camping trip. And, you know, didn't have no room in the car, so they put him up in his cage on the roof, and everybody's saying, how dare you do that to a dog? Well, in this case, if the dog has to be put down because it's attacking people, that's understandable. But if it was just that, if it just needed more obedience and love and a proper relationship, I'd want to exercise all options before I made that decision. We'll see how it plays out. We do know this as far as the possibility of Trump and Biden having a debate. Joe Concha, a news analyst for Fox, says, no way possible.
Donald Trump wants to debate Joe Biden, as he said, like now, you know, or tonight at the White House. Doesn't matter. And I can guarantee you the White House will never, ever agree to doing any debates anytime soon. In fact, I'm willing to bet that Joe Biden's handlers, Carly, at the White House did not expect him to say during that utterly fawning, insufferable interview conducted by Howard Stern that he was going to debate. So that was the one big news item that came out of that otherwise forgetful interview. And you just have to wonder, when we get to September or October, will Joe Biden be on that debate stage where he doesn't have his words scripted for him, where he doesn't have the aid of a teleprompter and has to stand up there for 90 minutes taking questions on his record when it comes to inflation or the economy or crime or the border, immigration, foreign policy. Very interesting, but I don't think, again, Donald Trump wants to debate tonight. We're not going to see that at least for 6 months, if at all.
If at all. And in fact, candidates in the Democrat Party running for office, just every House member is, they're having to defend the Joe Biden record. Who wants to stand up and say, I'm all in favor of you having to pay more? I'm all in favor of more illegals coming into the country. That's the record they're running on. And don't forget, we kill babies. That's right. That's part of their campaign as well. Every poll taken recently, even from the state-controlled media, shows Biden is lagging, maybe falling too far behind to win in November. But, of course, that's a long ways off. But too far behind to win in November. Let me add to win legitimately in November. Yes, legitimately. Let's start with the CBS survey in the swing state of Pennsylvania.
And we're seeing in our polling the perception that Donald Trump would be better, 49% of voters said, than Joe Biden, 33%, on these oil and gas exploration issues.
And that's because Biden doesn't want to drill, baby, drill. He would rather you suffer and freeze in the cold or be in an EV vehicle that suddenly is out of juice and you've got nowhere to go. You'll have to call a tow truck, gas-powered tow truck, to take you to the next power station. That was, again, one survey regarding just Pennsylvania. Now, a CBS survey also looked at other swing state voters in general, and here's their reaction.
We asked them now, okay, has it gotten better? And very few people say that it has. In fact, many say they feel it's gotten worse, and inflation is the reason that they say that. But what's also interesting is we asked them, okay, look back to the economy during the Trump years. Mm-hmm. How do you remember it? And the majority say they remember it as being good.
Because they forget about the pandemic.
Well, they seem to be skipping over the pandemic, and that's exactly what that tells you in their memory of this. But it also explains now, when you ask them, okay, now let's look forward. They say, more say, they feel they'd be financially better off under Donald Trump. And that cuts directly to vote. And that is helping the former president.
No doubt about it. And I don't think they're stepping over what happened during COVID. They're recognizing that was no president's fault as it first broke. That, again, was CBS. Now, let me give you a look at a CNBC survey of swing states.
And a majority of swing state voters, Matt, see worsening economic conditions in the coming months. So that doesn't spell optimism for the Biden camp. Less than one in five respondents say they expect inflation and interest rates to be lower by the end of the year. And then more than three quarters say that Biden is responsible for how they feel about the economy, which isn't a very good mood. And more than half said that he is very responsible.
Do you hear anything good there for Biden? The answer is no, none. Well, let's try one more survey. Let's go to CNN and one of its latest surveys.
Our new poll, which was conducted by SSRS, finds Trump is leading Biden, who has ample work to do with his base and with independent voters who are breaking to his GOP rival. In a head-to-head race, 49% of voters say they'd pick Trump for president, compared to 43% for Biden. That's a 9-point Trump advantage with independent voters. And add in third-party candidates, and Trump's lead jumps even more. He has 42% to Biden's 33%, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. gets 16% of the vote. Our poll also underscores the challenges of incumbency, and that voters, 4 years later, have a better view of Trump's presidency compared to Biden's. 55% say Trump's time in office was a success, with only 39% saying the same about Biden's presidency.
Again, that's a lot of numbers to be absorbed as it's thrown at you. But let's break down that CNN survey. Now, they began by saying an SSR poll is conducted by SSSR for CNN. It was conducted April 18th through the 23rd, surveyed 1,200 American adults, 967 registered voters as a plus minus of 3.4%. So Trump at 49%. 6% ahead of Biden's 43% if you take them on heads up. That's well beyond the statistical margin for a mistake or an error. If you had third-party candidates like Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Dr. Jill Stein, who was arrested on the Washington University campus in St. Louis over the weekend as part of the Hamas rally, and you add her and Cornel West to the field, Trump's lead over Biden grows to nearly double digits. You put a multi-candidate scenario out. Again, this is a CNN survey. Trump would be at 42%, Biden at 33%. Kennedy would get 16%. West and Stein both coming in at 4 or less. That would mean 9% lead for Trump nationally. And even CNN has to admit that's an astounding number, I should say. And if true, shows the former president is on track for an electoral college runaway from Joe Biden. And again, when they say you found most Americans looking back on Trump's presidency positive and Biden's presidency negatively, the CNN analyst wrote, in the coming rematch, opinions about the first term of each man vying for his second 4 years now appear to work in Trump's favor. While most Americans say, looking back, Trump's term as a president was a success, while a broad majority says Biden has been a failure. He can't turn it around in time, but you still had to vote. Don't take it for granted. Coming up, our military buying and using drones made by China. What's wrong with that picture? Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Question, do you know what vermiculite is? It is an insulation in the attics of hundreds of thousands of homes and public buildings. Looks like kitty litter, but often contains asbestos. Wellington Environmental is the largest company in the Midwest that can remove that hazard for you. Wellington has what is called the General, a powerful industrial vacuum that can suck vermiculite out of the attic. Hang on, there's something else you should know. Many of you might qualify for up to a $4,000 rebate. You should at least contact Wellington to see if you qualify. And here's something else. Wellington arrives at the time they give you, not sometime within 4 hours. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. WellingtonSTL.com. WellingtonSTL.com. Wellington Environmental. Your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
Talk radio made in St. Louis.
Very excited for what you guys are doing for the St. Louis community.
For St. Louis.
Relevant local talk.
Saying what we are thinking.
This is News Talk STL.
No, you guys are awesome. I love you. And it really, it's a tremendous honor to be on the station.
News, analysis, and opinion.
Thanks for us covering the local angle.
Come on, people. This is America.
We better open our eyes.
Really local?
Really good.
News Talk STL at 1019-941 and newstalkstl.com.
I have a personal story about why I trust McGuire Moving and Storage. A relative needed to escape an unhealthy relationship. Josh, Christine, and the McGuire team were understanding, even comforting. That's why I'm honored to endorse McGuire. Since 1935, McGuire's been moving and caring for families. So, moving a home, office, local, or long distance, McGuireMoving.com. McGuireMoving.com.
Hey, St. Louis, my name is Rob Carter. My new primetime show will explore the collaboration between corrupt media and our corrupted political system. From manipulated elections, open borders, mandated medicines, and unconstitutional lockdowns, what is going on?
The Rob Carter Show.
Let's talk about it on The Rob Carter Show. Join me weeknights from 8 to 10 p.m. on News Talk STL.
Rob Carter, live and local, weeknights at 8 on News Talk STL. This is News Talk STL.
I'm ready for it. How. Well, here it's fine. If you got the time.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I don't think they are coming. I think they are here. The porous border that Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas has allowed to happen. We have, 2 million known gotaways. There are sleeper cells right now in the United States of America who are sympathetic, if not members of Hamas or the jihadi movement at the minimum. We have to be aware. And these protesters, many of them are peaceful protesters, but there's some who are involved in criminal activity. And they should be treated as such. I think a lot of it's being funded by outside forces, including George Soros, those who are determined to disrupt and bring chaos into our country and divide our great nation. I think Xi Jinping is part of that. The policies from China is to have influence in every part of the country to disrupt our upcoming elections. Xi Jinping has his tentacles in everything that we do in America. DJI drones that are spying on America. The Belt and Road Initiative, where he's building ports, airports, roadways, highways in third world countries and in our hemisphere as well, trying to create influence and trying to squeeze out Taiwan.
And they are doing a pretty good job of it because we have an administration asleep at the wheel, assuming they're even in the same room. Those are the words of Missouri Congressman Mark Alford, pointing out the difficulties we have with China and its tentacles are reaching into anything and everything. U.S. Intel, I'm looking at a new report out. U.S. Intel says that Beijing, and this should come as no surprise, may be trying to influence the 2024 election. Are you going to hear Russian collusion again from the left? You think maybe China collusion might enter in this time? According to this report, Beijing has improved its ability to covertly spread disinformation and may try to influence our 2024 presidential election. That report was released last month by the U.S. Intel community. We touched on it briefly last month, but I'm going to spend more time on it because what Mark Alford is talking about, we already have Hamas members inside our nation. We have various factions that want to destroy America from inside. We know that hundreds, if not thousands, of military-age Chinese men have come through our border, often in the dark of night. Some 200 were captured recently. Whether or not they're still being held or set to roam about the U.S., no one's going to give us any word at this point out of the Department of Homeland Security. They are absolutely absolving themselves of any responsibility. But again, this report that came out last month saying that the annual worldwide threat assessment says Beijing, and I'm going to quote from it, is expanding its global covert influence posture to better support, end of quote, the goals of the Chinese Communist Party with the aim, again, end quotes, to sow doubts about U.S. leadership, undermine democracy, extend Beijing's influence. It's not very hard to undermine our leadership because we really have no leadership at this point. But they add that China has been intensifying efforts to mold U.S. public discourse. All of these rallies and these campus events happening right now that are causing so much uproar, I know they're meant to be Free Palestine and for Hamas, but it would not surprise me to find China's hand behind much of that. We do know that George Soros and his money has been used to dump in to hire many of these mob protesters that show up where needed. They're not even a member of the campus. They're not a member on the campus. You can threaten to oust them out of the school, and they laugh at you. I don't really care. I don't go to school here. I don't go to school anywhere. I live on George Soros money. But then there's another issue that we need to be aware of. And Congressman Alford points to this in a discussion with Maria Bartiromo about where we are on protecting our homeland from intel gathering agents and activities such as the use of drones.
This is crazy. They are DJI drones. They come from China. Most every municipality in America has bought them. They are mapping out our country and sending back this information to China, unbeknownst to them in many cases. The problem is the Federal Aviation Administration made it so difficult for American companies to build drones that we're buying them from China. We need to create companies, and Taiwan wants to do this, set up their own drone manufacturing, the USA be a part of that, and let's get American-friendly drones in America that are not spying on us.
That just makes common sense, does it not? Radio Free Asia issued this report. It begins, Chinese-made drones could pose a national security risk to the United States due to laws in China that force companies to provide authorities access to user data. Now, two different U.S. agencies note that in a memo they released. And this was released just, I think, late last week. Let me double check here. Yeah, this was released. It was re-reported, but it was released originally back in January. But this particular one has just been reprinted. So it looked like it's new. It had a March 3rd caption on it. But anyway, these unmanned aircraft systems, or UAS as they're often used, they're using and gathering data that they are in turn sending to Chinese servers. The FBI acknowledges that, and the new Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency acknowledges it. So that puts security and economic risk in our nation at higher risk than you might have thought. That means they can scout over key infrastructures. Does not have to be a military base. They can be looking over a power grid. They can be looking over an oil line connection, a refinery. There are all kinds of options if you're looking for targets in this country. And if you're buying and using drones in a local police department that is actually built in China using Chinese parts, do you not think they're picking up on that information? You think you're using the drone just to scan the area for any criminal activity. They're using it to map intel. Then, of course, we have in Manhattan. Today was a day off for Donald Trump. He did not have to be in court. I guess a judge wanted to have a long weekend. But this is a so-called hush money trial. Professor Emeritus from Harvard, Alan Dershowitz, said this whole thing is a scam from the beginning.
There is no crime in Manhattan. You cannot figure out what the crime is. That's why they're putting on all this evidence of non-crimes, trying to persuade the jury that catch and kill is a crime. It's not. Paying hush money is a crime. It's not. putting a corporate statement is a misdemeanor barred by the statute of limitations. You can't suddenly resurrect that and turn that into a crime by invoking a federal statute, which the federal government refused to invoke, and the Federal Election Commission refused to invoke. There is no crime.
There is no crime. But they continue to push this in front of the jurors they have seated, spending a lot of money, going to take several weeks. Meanwhile, while the city of New York is dealing with real today, day-to-day, night-to-night crime in their streets. And the DA wants to focus all of his time and effort on persecuting Donald Trump. A former acting U.S. prosecutor, Matt Whitaker, was discussing that with Maria Bartiromo.
It's all political theater, and it's all intended to not only change the public's view and to, you know, dirty President Trump up, but it's also, I think, completely trying to keep him off the campaign trail. You see that so effectively with, you know, the way that the campaign, the way the trial schedule is laid out, the way that they're, you know, not telling the lawyers who the next witnesses are. I mean, this whole thing is really a mockery of the legal system and how it's supposed to work. I think the jury's going to get to the end of all this evidence being presented and look at the jury instructions and just be like, wait a minute, what's, you know, what have we been doing for the last, you know, 2 months? It's going to be really jarring for these members of the jury to understand that, like, there's no way under the law they can convict President Trump.
I would hope they can come to that conclusion, but I'm fearful that too many of them went in with a bias that they hid from the judge and they got on the jury. I pointed out to you before, when it came to Manhattan, which is where the trial is being held, that's the pool of jurors that they're calling. Trump won 12 to maybe 14% tops in Manhattan. They were asking for a change of venue, go to Long Island where he won more, but no, they wanted right there. And you know why? Not just because the DA is the Manhattan DA, but because he knows you're not likely to get a fair trial here. They're not interested in a fair trial. They're not interested in justice. They're interested in persecuting Donald Trump. Before this hour is out, we're going to take another look at some of these college rallies and how they're actually being used by those on the left, including George Soros. And I want to share a story that popped up on my feed today about a young woman who is suddenly enlightened by all of these rallies. And it was not to her enlightenment that she liked. This is a story that might well replicate for you and your children. Still to come. Please stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
John Beale knows that new roofing companies can look big and trustworthy on the internet, but the fact is 96% of new roofing companies go out of business within the first 5 years. John Beale has a reputation for excellence, reliability, plus lowest cost, best roof, best guarantee. Those here today, gone tomorrow roofers, they can't match John Beale. For home or business, trust my friend John. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you seen the 2024 Toyota RAV4? Boy, that's an outstanding vehicle, and Ackerman Toyota has one just for you at the best price. Ackerman is the number one volume Toyota dealer in the area. Want a Camry? Maybe you want something bigger. A Toyota crossover. All the performance of an SUV, but a more compact size. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. AckermanToyota.com. Ackerman Toyota for life.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
If you like premium cigars and spirits, take my advice. Check out Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. The Lit Cigar owners just got back from a major convention in Vegas, and now every day, Lit is getting shipments of special cigars that will certainly amaze you. Check the Lit Cigar Facebook, staying on top of special events. Also, Lit can host a private event for you, your friends, your business. LitSTL.com. LitSTL.com. Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Campus police at UCLA have increased security following a weekend of violence amid dueling protests over the war in Gaza. The rally started peacefully, but then shouting matches between pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli protesters turned to pushing and shoving. One woman was either pushed or fell to the ground, hit her head on the pavement. UCLA says it was dismayed that the protests became violent.
Those who came to show their support for Israel say the pro-Palestinian point of view has received more than its fair share of attention on college campuses lately. They say what's not being discussed are the hostages who were kidnapped from Israel, who have been held in tunnels underneath Gaza for more than 200 days.
It's incredibly sad and heartbreaking that there have been innocent lives lost on both sides, but the 133 remaining hostages are not being spoken up for in a loud enough way, and that's why we wanted to come out and represent.
At one point, things got violent. A pro-Israel demonstrator was either pushed or falls to the ground. Later, she was carried out of the crowd with visible injuries to her head. Those on the pro-Palestinian side say the counter-protesters were provoking their peaceful display.
Of course, it's always the other side provoking. I couldn't tell you which side did the provoking. I wasn't there. And I'm not even sure if you were there, if you would be able to tell me. But we know that some of those coming in are paid. They are paid mob demonstrators. They're brought in by George Soros and company. They may not even be a member of the university, do not even reside in that town, but they come in. Got the same thing going on in various states, in fact, Missouri being one of them, where they're bringing in people from anywhere to carry around petitions trying to get people to sign an abortion petition, which would basically make it abortion legal under the U.S., or rather under the Missouri Constitution, paying them $35 an hour. There'd be a lot of folks lining up for that. So if you're paying them just to go sit in an encampment for a while, yeah, I'll take the money. I'm looking at some of the stories that have come out, though, because this is the baseline that you have to keep in mind. One of the core demands by those who are holding these rallies, say at Columbia and others, is for the school to withdraw any investment from, any money from what they describe as companies that profit from Israel's military action in Gaza. It is estimated that Columbia's endowment is worth $13.6 billion, managed by a university-owned investment firm. So students say no money should go to help destroy Gaza or to help Israel. And before we go another step, a lot of these big schools, bigger than Columbia, have these endowment funds. And if everybody's about wanting to give the students a break on their tuition, why don't they pay for it? Why don't they just say, we'll write it off? They could. It wouldn't even hurt them. But Biden would lose a campaign possibility to get more young voters by saying, we'll dismiss your loans. And then in the midst of all of this, you got Democrats referenced specifically Colombia, a group of House Democrats coming forward, urging Columbia University's Board of Trustees to end that encampment or step down from their positions. Yeah, they're telling members of the university, either you end the encampment peacefully and abide by their demands, or you get out of the way. Among them, no surprise here, usual group of suspects, Congressman Goldman of New York, Democrat, Congressman Gutheimer of New Jersey, and 21 other colleagues sending a letter to the board demanding Columbia school officials put an end to the encampment because it's been underway for about a week, and the way they want to see it done is that you divest of any monies that might be going to Israel and hurt Palestinians. There's a piece that showed up on one of my feeds today. I've seen a similar story of this before, but it bears repeating, and it might be something you've already seen or something you might want to use in the future. It is, again, just something posted on a website. It begins by saying a young woman about to finish her first year of college, and she considered herself to be very liberal, had very liberal ideas, much in favor of higher taxes to support all these government programs, and was deeply ashamed that her father was wealthy plus a staunch conservative. So she openly expressed distaste for her dad and the fact that he was able to raise her and get her to such a prestigious college. So one day she's challenging her father on why he opposes higher taxes on the rich and is against more government programs. She went on and on and on, and she let everything loose. He let her go on. Then finally he said, so how are you doing in your school? She said, well, I'm doing a 4.0. I'm doing 4.0, so I know what I'm talking about. Huh. How's your friend doing, Audrey? And his daughter said, well, she's barely getting by. She takes easy classes, never studies. She has a 2.0 GPA. I have a 4. She's got a 2. She's popular on campus. College is a blast. I don't even have time for parties. I don't have time for boyfriends. And Dad said, you know, why don't you go to the dean's office and ask him to deduct 1 point from your GPA and give it to her. So then each of you will have 3.0 GPA. Well, the daughter suddenly realized that's a crazy idea. How would that be fair? I've worked hard for my grades. I spent a lot of time and hard work. Audrey's done nothing. Why should I give her? You see the story. And her bright eyes suddenly dimmed. Like, oh, now I get it. Do you really? Because some kids never will. We all have been young and rebellious to some extent in our youth. And then you get older and you get your first paycheck and you start seeing what the government takes out of it. And God help you if you live in California. Even though you're now a $20 an hour fast food franchise worker, you, assuming you got to keep your job and your hours aren't reduced, you're still losing a ton of money. And then we have those who know the law and just want to break it anyway. They're going to look for a way to get around it, and because when they will tell you that Donald Trump has to be held accountable, that no one is above the law. How many times have we heard that from Georgia, Stacey Abrams and others? No one is above the law, Hillary Clinton shouted. And yet the left looks for ways to be above the law all the time. A most recent incident involved a New York County prosecutor, Democrat, who refused to stop for a traffic ticket, and she knew what she was doing.
Hi.
Hi. I'll talk to Jeff. Jeff.
Okay.
I was just on the phone with the chief.
Okay. I'm the supervisor over here now, so.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. I didn't want to pull over. I felt hurt. It was just, I figured I'd just pull it to my driveway.
Okay. Well,
and I called Dennis and I said, okay, that's me that they're trying to stop.
Okay.
So that's end of story.
Okay. But you should know better, right?
I was speeding. I know that.
Okay. So why didn't you just stop like you're supposed
to? Because I didn't feel like stopping on Phillips Road at 5:30.
That's not your choice. You know that.
Well, I made it my choice.
Okay. Well, now you made it a bigger deal than it needed to be.
It's a really bigger deal. When people start calling, it's a much bigger deal.
Well, you caused that, Sandra. What do you want us to do? Not do our job because it's you?
No, it's fine. I said, write me a ticket. But I was just saying, I was not going to stop at Phillips Road at 5:30.
Okay, well, you broke another law because of that.
She is a DA of Monroe County, New York. She refused to pull over. She'd done 55 and a 35 mile. And you say, well, now look, that's, you know, not a big deal to stop. Well, it's still above the speed limit. And they pulled her over. Then they realized who she was because she made it very clear. I am the district attorney of this county. Don't you know who I am? That reminds me, years ago, a friend of mine worked for when TWA was here. He gets called to the desk, and one of the attendants is telling him, we've got somebody here who is giving us some trouble. And he looked at the guy and said, so what's the problem, sir? He said, don't you know who I am? And my friend looked at him and said, well, we got someone else who doesn't know who he is. I guess we better find him some help. The guy didn't take it very lightly. In fact, he happened to be on the board at TWA. He wanted to get my friend fired. That didn't go anywhere. But here you have a district attorney charged with enforcing the law if you violate the law. But her reasoning for not pulling over, I didn't feel like stopping. I didn't feel like stopping. That's the problem we have in this country right now. We've got leftists who just basically say, we don't need law and order, we just need feelings and emotions, but only those that we like. Which brings me to another story. We continue to hear from the Biden administration. We're going to get rid of fossil fuels. Everybody's going to be driving electric. And all these companies are lined up to help us make it happen. And you better prepare for it. In California, it said no gas cars will be sold as new in that state by 2035. They're already beginning to waver on that, maybe pushing it back to 2540. Why? Because everybody's realizing this won't work. There are fleets of buses that were electric vehicles, buses, in the Detroit region, they had to be shut down over the winter because they wouldn't start in the cold. And then when they are running, trying to make their routes, they're using extra power to keep the heat on for the passengers on board. No one looked past the idea that we're just going to do everybody has to be an EV vehicle. But if you ask them, where do you think electricity comes from? They have no clue. All right, let's grant them that they say wind turbines. Okay, we do get some from wind turbines, which, by the way, according to all the basic reports, are killing the whales. We're the people that wanted to save the whales in the past. They've been bought off. Well, maybe we get it from hydroelectric, you know, a dam like water going over it. Yeah, that will help. But that's not going to solve all the needs. You're going to need additional. Could burn coal. Whoops, now you're back to fossil fuel. But here's maybe one of the more telling stories as to where we're going if we continue to have this shoved down our throats. And we'd noted this previously, but now I've got the latest details on it. Ford's electric vehicle division lost $1.3 billion in the first quarter this year. May I say that again? $1.3 billion lost on trying to meet the government's mandate of more electronic vehicles, or rather electric vehicles. They sold something like 10,000. That included trucks and cars, 10,000. So that adds up to $132,000 loss for every car they sold. What company can stay in business like that? The government, because they'll just print more money. but private companies can't. And if the idea is to take government money and boost them and give them a little bit more incentive, that's not a good idea because they're going to be right back in the same rat hole not too far down the road. The sales of the Ford EVs also plunged by 20% compared to last year. They were already down, and now it's down another 20%. And Ford said, well, we did a little bit better, but they admit that was because we had price cuts on the EVs, trying to get them off the lot cheaper. Ford at this time expects losses on its Model E to hit $5 billion by the end of the year. They've already closed up some of their gas plants, laid off workers, converted to creating EV vehicles, and now they're not going to be making any money. Do you think you could run a company and lose $5 billion a year and keep everybody employed? No, of course not. Do you think that will hurt Joe Biden and all those on the left, John Kerry, Taylor Swift, who flies all over in her jet? Do you think any of them will suffer from that? No, they won't. You will. The company said its intention is to have EV pricing cover the actual cost of building each EV within the next 12 months. But the Ford CFO, John Lawyer, said, even though we removed $5,000 in costs on each Mustang Mach-E, revenue is dropping faster than we can take out the cost. This article also from Breitbart, by the way, points out until EV chargers are as plentiful and convenient as gas stations, where you can charge your car in just a few minutes instead of an hour or more, normal people, and you don't need to be told this, are not going to do that. I'm in, I'm out. Quick stop. No, we're going to be here 2 hours. Might as well sleep for a while. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.